Hello, it's Lisa and Pete here with a catch-up.
On the day we found out Australia voted a big yes to marriage equality, we spoke to one of Perth's faces of the campaign, Jordan Bruno, to hear what it means for him.
The delightful Jess Malboy joined us, and you can hear the whole chat here in the catch-up.
And prepare to drool, Rob Broadfield popped by to talk food trucks around Perth and where to find the best.
Lisa and Pete disappear when the show finishes. Don't let the water in your pool disappear by evaporation over summer. Save water and money with an Elite Solar Pool Blanket. Call Elite. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Look, he's a very good friend of the show and we wanted to catch up with him today because we knew it was coming. A massive 63.7% of West Aussies voted yes for same-sex marriage, and I know in every single electorate in this state, it was a majority yes vote as well.
I know. It's really, I'm so pleased.
Really well done. And of course, you know, that led on to the rest of the country. And we have a yes vote in the same-sex marriage postal vote, the plebiscite, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't even matter now. Jordan Bruno. But just a mate of ours. What a day for you, mate. You must be loving it.
Yep. I'm thrilled. Haven't stopped crying all morning. It's been a bit emotional, but absolutely delighted. Couldn't get a better result, and I'm so proud to be Australian today.
Yeah, we're so proud that you're Australian, so proud that you're a West Australian. And we wanted to talk to you because, I mean, no surprise, you're a gay man, and I think we all know. But also, you know, when you went on MKR with your beautiful mum, you there's no way around it. You get a profile when you go on that show. You've used your profile in such a wonderful, sensitive way. You've been a real champion for youth who are questioning what's going on, and you've been there for them. You've been a support. And so today, how do you feel?
Really overwhelmed, really emotional, and then just ecstatic. I can't even describe it. I was speechless and I had to give a speech, so it wasn't a good combo.
Where'd you give the speech? Where were you when the announcement was handed
down? So the official Australian Marriage Equality announcements were at Northbridge Piazza. It was packed. I think we got the stats in. It was 850 people. And then there was the other party at the court as well, which was absolutely packed, and they had a breakfast, so I jumped between the both. But everyone was just ecstatic. Everyone was crying. This means a lot to so many people, and so many lives have been changed. It was just overwhelming, and I honestly feel so privileged to be a part of it.
Lives have been changed. Lives have been validated.
They're just getting recognized as much as all the people that love them, their brothers, their sisters, their parents. They've grown up seeing these incredible marriages, and now they know it's a reality for themselves.
That's right.
Mate, take us, I mean, it can't have been an easy 3 months. Take us through some of the things you've experienced over the past 3 months while this has been happening.
I mean, I get emotional when I think about it, but I've been called a pedophile like 300 times.
Oh, my God.
Every name under the book. Not everyone's homophobic, and I'm not saying the No campaign is homophobic, but it has given the people that are homophobic a right to voice their opinion.
Yep.
And I'm quite secure with who I am, but it's the people that are on the edge that get hurt. And I've got so many kids that have called me up in fragile moments every week from people struggling. Mm. And it's couples that just have been fighting to have their relationship recognized for the last 20 years, and now it's pushing them over the edge because they've had enough.
In the last 50 years, Jordan, you can imagine the people, like couples that, I'll take the older person in the room stands, people that have went through the 50s, the 60s, the 70s.
And I've got so many friends that I've met on this journey just because we've all been so resilient together. It's forced friendships and bonds that wouldn't have been created otherwise. So I guess the No campaign in a way has made this community stronger and more fierce. And I'm so grateful for Australia. I'm so happy with the result. I really am.
You know what I would love to see now, and I hope that no one takes this the wrong way, but when I remember when we first started talking in, is it acronyms? And we said LGB, and then we said LGBT, and then we said LGBTQ, and then LGBTQI. You know what I'd love? To chuck an S on the end of that and be done with it, because we are one community, and now we really can be.
Exactly. And I don't think, I mean, this just comes down to the individual and then being who they want to be. And you know, at the end of the day, if you don't want to get married to a same-sex person, you don't have to.
No,
and I promise everyone that's listening to this, tomorrow you're not going to wake up any more gay. If you're straight, I promise you'll be straight tomorrow. And you're not going to be any less married. We have no intention other than to marry the person that we love.
This has been about equality.
Exactly.
About
we want
else.
What you have.
Yeah.
We understand that bills are being presented to Parliament today, but it could be all wrapped up by Christmas.
I know.
So, mate,
hopeful.
It can be done.
Don't be offended if they don't, because they always struggle with getting anything done before Christmas.
It's just a bonus.
As history shows.
You know what? People are going to get more jobs out of this. This is a good thing, Australia. We've done the right thing. Yes was a good decision.
That's the boost and the bonus, by the way. You could get married by Jordan.
Yeah, well, not qualified yet until the end of the year, but marriage equality hasn't happened just yet. Yeah,
well,
I know, right?
End of the year, it's where hopefully everything's going to happen, mate, and hopefully it's a very Merry Christmas for LGBTQI. Let's put an S on the end of it.
We're all one community.
At the end of it.
I'm running with it.
But, mate, thanks for dropping by and all the best, mate. We couldn't be happier for you.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
I don't even know where to start, Lise. Do you start with the music? Do you talk about the acting? Do you talk about the ridiculous yet well-deserved amount of awards, like, dropping into her lap at the moment? I mean...
Most recent is probably the best place to start. Congratulations, Jessica Malvoy, on your EMA this week.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a bit of a whirlwind. My mind is still kind of getting around about, winning the award. I'm really kind of shocked and really proud, to be honest. I think all those folks put into all those performances and all those live shows and...
A little bit of validation never hurts. I thought you looked genuinely surprised in your acceptance speech, actually.
I was. I think I'm just really kind of shocked at, having such an award like that and being presented in that light. I've never had anything like it, so, I'm pretty proud.
Get used to it because you've got the ARIAs coming up.
I got to admit.
It's not far away now, the ARIA Awards. I'm kind of belting in and looking forward to that event.
How many nominations for the ARIA Awards?
Six ARIA nominations.
Yeah, six. Yeah.
And you know what else is amazing? It's been a real ladies' year at the ARIAs and you've just led this whole surge.
Yeah, I think that's what the cool feeling is. It feels really kind of female dominant. And to be honest, I think, it's time. I think it's really, that purpose, that mission of just kind of, being woman and being extremely, proud of that. And I feel really strong. I feel really confident. Meant to be doing what I'm doing.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Being a woman, they heard you roar, girl, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to hear all of those in a very special musical event tonight at 9:45 p.m. Jessica Malvoy, All the Hits Live. We're looking forward to that. But it's preceded by your television show, The Secret Daughter, which is tonight, 8:45 on Channel 7. It's going so well.
Look, I think, you put your whole heart and your whole mind into it. It's really genuine. Everything that I put my mind to, I really believe in it. I really want to make it come to life, and especially Secret Daughter. Secret Daughter is pretty much a dream come true. It's something that I didn't expect at first. For me, I think, music's always kind of come first, but this opportunity kind of came along and I just took it with both hands and really when you do love something and really care for something, it really works,
We can tell that you love the music because you're proper good at it. And then, a lot of people who are think, I might give acting a go, but it doesn't necessarily make the crossover. And without fawning too much, you're proper good
That's
at that too.
Part.
did you expect to take to that as well? Had it always been your plan to kind of do both, or did you just fall into it and then go, wow?
Yeah, it was definitely not the plan. I really just, I've always just dreamed of writing, collaborating music, and that's really been the dream and the journey. But this story had been given to me and, I really wanted to, I loved it. I really enjoyed the character. I loved the confidence, she stood by and it being culturally, the message about it was, family and culture, and it really kind of pushed my buttons to want to be a part of that and express that in a way that I never really got to see on television or, on commercial TV. So this is definitely bigger than anything that I expected and, it has really kind of shown and grown with the community, and I really do genuinely hope that everyone's been loving, watching the show and with their families too, because it's a family show.
Well, clearly they have, because let's face it, things don't get a second season
these
days. And people really love it.
The Secret Daughter, back tonight, 8:45 on 7, and after that, a very special Jessica Malvoy, All the Hits Live at 9:45. And she's still with us. Let's talk about David Field, who plays Gus Carter. your pseudo dad. Yes, he is amazing, but I've always wanted to know, is his room filled with wall to wall of oak chocolate milk?
No, not at all. His green room is so basic. He brings his ukulele with him all the time, and we'll just sit on the steps of his trailer and we'll just jam out a tune.
Oh, get out.
He's a great songwriter.
Wow.
How do we get a job on the
David
set?
Field is a, like, beyond. He's really cool.
Well, the soundtrack for season two is out now. And how much fun was it recording some of those tracks? Because there really are a few, and I don't like to overuse the word iconic, but there are some really iconic songs on there. I mean, Under the Milky Way by the Church, Fall at Your Feet, Something Stupid. I love Miss and Frank. How much fun
really
was it making that? Yeah.
It was really in detail. It was detailed to specific scenes, and really fitting the song to how she's feeling was really the idea of bringing, you know, collaborating music to the character and the whole cast.
Mm.
But the classic songs, everything from like Solid Rock, Standing on Sacred Ground.
Now you're just showing off, Jess. Come on.
Welcome Strangers to the Snow. I'm the one who should be lying low. Like,
exactly. A bit of R-E-S-P-E-C-T if you don't mind.
But it was fun. It was fun to really get in between these songs and do something different. But you don't really want to go too far as well, you know, because people really know these songs. They've told their own story through these songs.
Well, Amazing Grace.
I really wanted to, exactly. Amazing Grace, Dr. G. Definitely.
Yeah.
Another one that was really special, Amazing Grace, the first episode up was just magical to watch back and just to feel the whole nation, you know, be watching it with me and to hear those amazing, I guess, comments and how they felt about it. So,
and, I mean, the amazing
really special.
Dr. G just laid to rest this week, and I believe you were one of the last people to collaborate with him in any way.
Yeah, it was really sad news. It was 2 weeks just before his passing that we had, you know, laid this song down in the studio, and he wasn't in the room with me. He was down the line, I guess, taking us both through how this song needed to sound and taking me through the language of the Yolngu language and singing the song with such pride and spirit. So I feel really special that I got to do that, and that having been his last song was really a sad moment, I think, for me.
Well, Jess, look, there is so much to look forward to. I mean, look, from an MTV EMA's perspective, you're a fabulous ambassador for this country.
Thank you so much. I feel extremely proud to represent, you know, communities all across this great land. And I guess that's the whole idea of me, you know, being a part of music, and my, you know, my friendship with music has allowed me to do what I'm doing, and of course the people as well. So thank you for all your love and your support. Really.
Jess, you're a delight, and you're going to be around for so long, and we wish you a great ARIA night.
Rake him in, Jess.
Amazing. Thanks, guys. God bless.
Don't forget Secret Daughter Episode 2, Respect, is on tonight at 8:45 on Channel 7. Jess Malboy, all the hits live from 9:45 afterwards. Thank you so much, Jess Malboy. Always a pleasure.
Big love, bye.
Every couple of weeks, the man about food, about town, and the editor of the Good Food Guide of the West Australian, Mr. Rob Broadfield.
Today we are talking something that has come a long way from a jacket potato. Food from a truck.
Well, you're both a bit younger than me, but do you remember back in the day when you talked about food trucks, what it meant was the Lions Club hamburger van at the local school fete. That was sort of the alpha and omega of food trucks.
Bernie's down on Mounts Bay Road. Do you remember that?
Oh, they had a caravan, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but it was stationary, so probably not.
Yes, it didn't move. That's right.
And then what about Alfred's before it actually became a building?
Same thing.
That didn't
same
move thing. Either. But
it was like Van Eileen at Cottesloe. Now, a lot of our older listeners remember Van Eileen and the beachfront at Cottesloe. It was a caravan just sat there. We have moved on. And food trucks, of course, are amazing. And just in the last few years, people have taken their cues from food trucks in Los Angeles and New York, but particularly Los Angeles because the weather's great. So food trucks are huge there.
Yeah.
And a lot of great cuisines come out of them to the extent now that hard bricks and mortar restaurants are now sort of doing food truck food, you know, places that are doing fried chicken and Korean sort of food and all that sort of stuff. All came out of the food truck movement.
Mm. So there's a movement definitely here in Perth where, I mean, people hear about these food trucks, but then they think, well, where are they? They're not coming down the street like Mr. Whippy playing Greensleeves. It's, where are they? Where do we find them? That's always an exciting sound.
So the great thing about food trucks is they're all driven by social media. So if you want to follow a particular food truck, you just go online and find it. And they'll give you updates every day, sometimes twice a day, about where they're going to be, and that we're here for lunch and we're here for dinner, and next week we're going to be in this park and so on. So they're really easy to find, but you have to, they're all social media driven.
It does go hand in hand, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it kind of works.
Yeah.
And I reckon the best way to consume food trucks, though, is to give yourself something more than just one.
Yes.
So, and this is what happened in Los Angeles, and it's happening here now, is that, for instance, the CNN Center down near, in between sort of downtown LA and West Hollywood, outside the CNN Center, at lunchtime, there'd be 15 trucks lined up along the street.
Oh, wow.
And you get everything from, you know, Korean bulgogi to Tex-Mex to you name it. And you just wander the vans and get your lunch or your dinner or whatever. And it's the same happening in Perth now. So the best place to consume them is some of these roundups they have different spots around Perth on any particular sort of day or evening. And there is weird as sort of under the bridge at North Frio to in a park at South Perth to the Crimea markets.
There's one at the Parks and Rec on Manning Road as well, which has got one of the best like southern style barbecue that I have ever had.
Oh, really?
Like that, yeah, like the really long roasted ribs and the beef short rib is, oh my goodness, yeah.
I like the sound of this one in South Perth. You can get, you know, there's usually 6 food trucks gathered there together. Yep. And you can have Japanese-style dumplings or Jordanian halloumi fries.
Can I tell you, they are catnip.
You can.
So it's actually what it sounds halloumi. Like.
Yep.
It's kind of not fries with halloumi on top. No, no, the fries are made of halloumi.
Oh.
And they just cut them into battens and deep fry them like
a big
chip. Yeah, yeah.
Sandra Barber.
It's just amazing. And then they dust it with kind of a rosemary salty dust.
The woman in this picture, Sandra.
Yeah, yeah.
With her halloumi fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've known her for years, but I used to work with her at a community radio station years ago.
There you go.
I just had no idea she was into this now.
Sandra's responsible for these halloumi fries, which are
Sandra,
the bomb.
We're meeting soon.
Oh, Sandra, we're coming.
We're coming.
All right. Just remember we're friends.
Yep.
So she's always around somewhere with those fries.
Yeah.
But she's great. Okay. She says to me, I do Jordanian-Palestinian food. Now, that's not Arab food. It's not Middle East food. It's not Lebanese food. It's Jordanian-Palestinian. I said, what's the difference? And I still don't know what the difference is. She told me, but
we've got an opportunity to discover it, though.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm
exactly.
a pretty big fan of anything from any area around it, so I think I'll be good with those.
Exactly.
All right, beautiful weather for it as well. Rob Broadfield, thank you, sir. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
You bet.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are great at hide and seek, but the Elite Hideaway pool cover system is an award winner. Save water and money with the Elite Hideaway. Call Elite.